What belongs on the top of a Christmas tree?
Star.
Maybe. What else could go on top of a Christmas tree?
An angel.
What should go on top of a Christmas tree?
Star.
There is a hot debate. A star or an angel? An angel appeared to the shepherds and told the shepherds of the birth of the Lord, but it was a star that guided the wise men. How are we to resolve such confusion? We are told in Apocalypse Revealed that the sky in the spiritual world, so the sky that angels look at, is filled with stars, and that each star represents another angelic society. So you can imagine it. When you go out tonight and look up at the stars, that each star you see is another society, another church, another gathering of people worshiping the Lord like us. Think of it this way. From another star, our sun looks like a star. If you were to fly out into outer space and to visit another star and another planet there and to look back towards home, you wouldn't see the sun, you would see a star. Every society is a star. So when the wise men saw a star in the east, they were very wise. One of the things that made them wise was that they knew about the word and they knew about the prophecies. And they also knew about stars. You can imagine them watching stars year after year, following their track across the sky, memorizing which constellation had which stars, waiting for a moment, a night, when a new star would appear. And when that star appeared, it told them something that new had happened. That the Lord, Yahuwah, God of heaven and earth, had come down on earth as a little baby. So they knew something special, and they followed a star. We too know something special. We know that tonight is Christmas Eve, and that we celebrate Christmas Eve because tomorrow is Christmas. We're following a star. There is a beautiful truth, and that is that God himself is a person, that he is not invisible, that he is not a dark force, that he is a person. And to prove and to show the world that he was a person, he came down and was born just like any other person. He was a baby, just like everyone else. He did this so that we could see that God was a person. Why is it so important that we believe that God is a person, is the human that we are all modeled after? When Adam and Eve were first created, and the church that they represented, we are told that they walked with God. So God must have been able to walk from the very beginning. But as we read through the Old Testament, slowly but surely, people stop walking with God. Then they stop hearing him directly and only hear him from prophets. And by the time of the wise men, it had been hundreds of years since anyone had even heard from God. God had become invisible. For many of us, God can become invisible. We can stop thinking about God. We might wake up Christmas morning excited about the presents we get. or the food we'll eat, or maybe even nicely excited about the presents we'll give. But maybe we'll forget about the Lord. It happens. And it's okay to forget sometimes. But the Lord is promising that if we look up into his heaven, he will show us a guiding star. So what does it mean to look up into the heavens? If you study the stars night after night, memorizing the track across the sky like the wise men, you will not see a new star that represents the Lord being born. It has already happened. So you're going to have to look for the star somewhere else. And that's where you come in. We know that every society represents a star. The people gathered here together tonight, worshiping the Lord, is a society. And in as much as we let the Lord guide us, we are a guiding star. So for people who are lost, who have not remembered the Lord, that is a gift that we can bring them. We can be their guiding star. So that when they look out into the vast darkness, they might find us. Similarly, if you are in the vast darkness, look to your neighbor. They can be your guiding star, inasmuch as they follow the Lord's word. You can see this clearly in easy examples. When you meet someone who is always honest, never lies, never bears false witness, something is different about a person like that. Or if you meet someone who never says anything mean about their neighbor, never gossips, never talks behind somebody's back, never murders anybody's reputation, there's something different about that person. They are following the Lord. And we too can follow the Lord by obeying his Ten Commandments. By truly embracing the Lord's word, we can be a part of heaven. We can be an angel for just a moment. And one of the best parts about obeying the Ten Commandments and being an angel for a moment is that maybe somewhere out there in the darkness, someone might see our life and the shining star that might lead them to the Lord. The prophet Isaiah, when he said, "Arise, shine, for thy light comes," was speaking both about the Lord and to his worshipers. The Lord came on earth to show us all that he is a person, that he loves us, and that he would do anything for us. But the only way he can help us is if we help each other. We must love the neighbor in order that the Lord may love them too, and in order that we may love the Lord. So we may arise and shine, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. Amen.